Olha, e é assim, os cheques chamam de Mitzvah de Zivano Al-Shkita. Essa Nami é que nem o Mishkai, o Sagi de Lav Yushachi. As the Ran and Miri explained that the title from the Shiloh the Gemara is that there's no mitzvah to be sheichet b'chlal. Shechita is, if you want to eat, the Torah gave halacha how to eat. You do it al yedei shechita, but there's no mitzvah to go do shechita. So that's what the Gemara is asking. If he's there, either you're not goyris ihu, because the point is not a din in the violin, and even if you goyris ihu, the Ran says that's the kavana of the shaila. Of the Gemara is, but pesiv akachim, mayikul amema. So the Gemara ain't a rinam. It's mavur in this Gemara that there's a mitzvah on the violin to do the shechita by Pesach v'kotchim. As the Sarach Bir, what does the Gemara say? Pesach v'kotchim. Hare Korban Pesach is one of the korbanis. Once you're saying kotchim, which is kalu all korbanis, why are you saying Pesach v'nifrat? This is l'chora a shayna on the Gemara. As there's two mahalchim that you could answer. One mahalach is Api Rashi. Rashi says, where do you know that it's a mitzvah on the bailam to be sheichet? Habailam nitztavu dirsiv v'samach yodoy v'shochat. As that pasuk is not talking about by Pesach, that's talking about by regular kachim, and it says v'samach yodoy v'shochat. Tzarech Bir, where do you see that the Shechita has to be in the Bailam? It says V'samach Yodai, and then it says V'shochat. As Rashash explains, that Rashi means that being that it says Smicha next to Shechita, and by Smicha it uses the word Yodai, which means Yada the Bailam, as therefore we assume that being that Shechita was written next to Smicha, by Shechita also you need a din in Bailam. You also need the Bailam to do it. And we learn out the Shechita from the Smicha. Frek the Rishash, it's a Mefurishi Gemara, Menachos Yutes Amid Beis, that the Gemara has a Havamina to make such a drasha. And the Gemara is Doichit, that you're Doichit, you're not Doirish Smicha Dumya the Shechita. As how could Rashi explain our Gemara with a Havamina of a Gemara in Menachos that the Gemara itself falls away from? That's what the Rishash says. As the G'dayli Achreinim, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvahei, the Rishash himself is Ma'ir such a Mahalech, that L'chayr in Rashi, you have to say this two inyanim. There's one inyan if it's a mitzvah l'chadchila on the Bailam L'shchad, and a second inyan if it's Ma'akev b'di'evet. The Gemara Menachos was handling its Shechitas Bailam is Ma'akev b'di'eved Dumya d'smicha Bailam, which is Ma'akev b'di'eved, and that the Gemara says you don't darshan it. But still, we darshan that it says v'shachat next to v'samach, that there's a mitzvah lechatchila on the Bailam Lishchom. This is the Baldi Chiddush, that even though the Gemara is Deichid, but with Makai and the Havamina, the Gemara makes us. That there's a Lechatchila de Gemitzvah on the Bailam. Okay, as that sheet is Rashi. Lefi Rashi, you could say Gishmag of Pshat, why it puts Pesach separate from Kodshim. Because in Korban Pesach, it says Mefurish in the Torah, Veshachtu Oisai, that the Bailam has to shecht it. As over there, it's Mefurish in the Pasuk, the Bailam has the Shechter. As therefore, the Gemara says Pesach. Mashenke Kachim, it's a Chiddush. In fact, there's a Gemara Menachos that Pashtus is Mashma not that way. It's Taka Chiddush that you need Shechitas Bailam. As a Mela, it says first Pesach, because over there it's Pashtus, and then Kachim, because it's Taka a Chiddush that you need Shechitas Bailam. That's Shitas Rashi. The Taisus Rosh, in Rashi and Kedushin, Rashi learns on Daf Mem Aleph Amit Beis, when the Gemara says, by a Korban Pesach, you need Shlichus in order to Shecht, meaning the Bailam has to make a Shliach in order to Shecht. Rashi says, by Kodshim, you need Shlichus also. because it says like this, our Rashi, v'samach yodai v'shocha. As Rashi and Kedushin is l'shitasai to Rashi over here, that Rashi holds as a drasha v'samach v'shocha. Shchita dumya d'smicha. The Tosis Rosh in Kedushin is choylet on Rashi. The Tosis Rosh learns that the Gemara over there only mentions shlichus by Korban Pesach, not by other kachim. And the Mela, the Tosis Rosh learns that only by a Korban Pesach you need shlichus. The Bailam has to make a shliach. But by shar kachim, not. Fred de Minchasrina learns today from our Gemara. Our Gemara says Pesach v'kachim. The Chayyim Mufurish in our Gemara like Rashi. That there's a din of shchitas by them, even by shar kachim. As the Rishash over here wants to say an interesting pshat. At the end of the Rishash, he says, Lule Divrei Rashi, he would have learned the Gemara this way. And now we have a Tosis Rosh. You could say that's the pshat in the Tosis Rosh. He says that the Tosis Rid in Kedushin, on Daf Chof Tes, says, the father doesn't have a mitzvah to mal his bet. Not every father went to Mila school and learned how to do a Mila. If you did not learn how to do a Mila, it is a sakana to do a Mila on your child. A person who doesn't know how to do a Mila, it's also going to do Mila. You could turn the child into someone who can't have children, and sometimes you can even kill a child. Because it's mamish, you only could do a Mila if you're a mumcha in Mila. As it can't be, the Torah is mitzvah the father to do a bris milah, means it's mitzvah the father to do milah, and he has to make a shliach to do milah. As the Tosis Rid learns, therefore the gedder of the mitzvah ala av to do milah is that he is mutal alav to make sure the milah is done. Not that he has a mitzvah to do a maisa milah, but it's mutal alav to make sure the mitzvah is done. From the Fizeh, the Tosis really answers Tosis' question, why isn't the mitzvah Mila a mitzvah essay shezman grama? I mean, the mitzvah Mila is only by yoin and not by night. As Frank answers the Tosis Rid, if the mitzvah is the chatichas and ha'orlah, that's only by yoin loy v'layla. But the mitzvah of the father is to make sure that it gets done. As that's bein by yoin and bein by layla. Ad Khan, the Mistasis Ridin Kedushin Dabhav Tes. Zog the Rishash, you could learn by Kochim, the gedder of the mitzvah on the Bailam is the same gedder. You were Makdish a Korban. You have Achrayas to make sure the Korban is Hukra. As what's the mitzvah on the Bailam? The mitzvah on the Bailam is not to do the Shechita himself. Rather, you could add, like the Tosis Rid, that just like by Mila, not everyone could do a Maisa Mila, by Shchita, not everyone could do a Maisa Shchita. It's one of those mitzvahs where Ki'ilu, it's not mutl on you to do. As what's the Inyan? The Inyan is, you should be doig to make sure it's done. As it's mutl ala av, but it's mutl on the av to be doig to make sure it's done. That's a chelik of his achrayis on the kachim, to make sure the carbon is hooked, to make sure the shechita is being done. You need someone to oversee the process to make sure that it's done. And that'll be the mitzvah of the av that the Gemara is referring to over here. And if you're going to say that would be called ala av lom ala av, the Gemara says it before by Mila, that Mila is ala av, and the Tosis Rid says it's mutal ala. But then over here, that's what it means. Feed the Tosis HaRosh, it's very gishmak why the Gemara split Korban Pesach and Shar Kachin. Because it's taka two different mitzvahs that are mutal on the Av. By a Korban Pesach, the Tosis HaRosh says, it's mamish mutal on him to do the Shrita. But by Shar Kachin, it's not. It's just the Inyan that he has to be tayruf to make sure his Korban is hukra. This is the Kippur. Those are the two ways of understanding what the mitzvah is by Pesach and Kachim, and why the Gemara puts it separately. Meisive, oisiv lulav la'atzvoy, mevaruch shechiyonu, kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh, not lulotzizvoy, omar shekel ishonu, mimitzvoysa v'tzivanu al netilas lulav. That's why you're making a bracha of al netilas lulav. Shani hasan, d'be'inne da'agba'a, nafi'pei. Mishum the boy will miss me safe relation the sukkah, it says it over here lotus. Thus is the Gemara over here is mavur, that when you lift off the lulav, your yaitza. And you make the bracha of al on the avar, because you're making it on what you lifted it up in the past. Frektosis, bim kaimar, kiban de nofik, hech yivarach. Aloitzarach levarach, oivelasiyasam. Frektosis, a shayla. So how could you make a bracha once you were yaitza mitzvah's lulav? If when you lifted it up, you were yaitza ready, you makayim the mitzvah ready, as you're not being levarach, oivelasiyasam. The Shagis Aryeh, in the beginning of Simin Chav Vav, brings the Machlokes Rishonim klapi the next sugya. Is the din of Oivel Asiyasan lechatchila? B'diavad, if you didn't make the bracha Oivel Asiyasan, you can make the bracha afterwards. Or is the din Oivel Asiyasan ma'akev b'diavad? Bez Hashem, the sugya of Oivel Asiyasan, we'll see this Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Riyaz, more barichos. In for our sugya over here, we just want to make a diyuk in Taisus. The lashon of Taisus is that hech yivarech. How could you make a bracha if it's not oivel asiyasan? Meduyik in Taisus. Taisus learns the klal of oivel asiyasan is ma'akir b'di'aber. Bez Hashem, we'll come back to see what the hezver in the machlekes is. But that's a diyuk in Taisus. As frek Taisus, you have to be mevarech oivel asiyasan. Bomari Avagab the Novik Akati Oisik the Mitzah Shitzarg Lenanea the Krias Amen. As the Shagis Aryeh in Simen Chavov is an interesting question. Freg the Shagis Aryeh, when else are we one Nanea besides Krias Ahalo? Does anyone know when else we're in Nanea? When you shake the lulav, you're minaneya. As why did Taisus go to the dinua b'shas kriya sahala? Lamaisa, when you pick up the lulav, you have to be maneya. It's midahagbe nafik pay. But you shake it afterwards. As freg the shagis ari, why did Taisus have to go to the dinua of kriya sahala? Hare we minaneya the lulav before. We minaneya b'shas that we lift up the lulav. Does frek the Shagis Aryeh on Taisus. Zukt the Shagis Aryeh, Taisus is lav davka. Taisus means the ninua b'shas the bracha. And thus is abyssal of doichim. Yeah. Taisus part says ninua b'shas. As what shas in Taisus. Zuchayra, one could be mazbe Taisus with the side of the briska rav. What's the rav? It's mafurish in the Gemara, you yoitza the mitzvah when you lift it up. As what does Taisus mean? It's oivel asiyasan mishon din anua. Azav Taisus in Sukkah lamed tes, because it's einoi nigmar mitzvosai ad sheyen anea. It's not nigmar the mitzvah until you shake it. Mavur that ninua is not like another inyan that we're doing. The mitzvah of netuilas lulav is einoi nigmar until your minaneya. Zog the brisker of that it's mavur in this taisvis that ninua is a ikar chelik of the mitzvah of lulav. And the brisker of brings two strong rayas to this. Zog the brisker of number one, what is the shear of lulav? The shear of lulav is arba tvachut, a tefach more than the hadasim and the arabis. Why? Why do you need the lulav should be a tefach more? Zog the mishnah kedei lenanea boy. Because the ikar ninua is in the part of the lulav that's above the hadasim and the arabis. Zog the brisker of the shear is a din d'oraisim. It's halacha l'maaseh mishinai shiurim. And what is the shear of lulav kedei lenanea boy? There has to be room in the lulav kidei to shake the lulav. As if the ninua is koiveya, the etzim shir of the mitzvah, you see the ninua is a chelek of the mitzvah. Number one, briskerav. Briskerav brings raya number two. What is the shir chinuch of lulav? The sheer chinuch of lulav is kidei lenanea. Frag the brisker wrote that in order to be machanech a chatan, that in order to do ninuim, it takes much more intelligence. He's going to have to be much more older to do nanuim. We're talking about nanuim kalocha. Ninuim sheloi kalocha, he could do it at a very young age. Ninuim kalocha, that's a skill, and it's going to take much longer. He could lift it up at a younger age to do ninuim kalocha. Takes a longer time. Frag the brisker rav, what do you need chinuch kedei lenaneya? The Iker mitzvah is to pick up a lulav. The ninuah is a toisefes. It's a nice isofa that's on the mitzvah, but it's not the Iker mitzvah. The chinuch has to be on the Iker mitzvah. This is what is a din of chinuch. As you should need, you should know how to do the Iker mitzvah. What do you need kedei lenaneya? Zog the brisker rav, muchach from here, that the ninuah is not a nitoisef mitzvah that we add on. It's netilas lulav and ninuah lulav. Ninuah is a chelek of the ikar mitzvah of lulav. And memela the sheir chinuch is on the ikar mitzvah. Frag the brisker rav, as okay, maybe the chinuch should be on the mitzvah li'kuva. The mitzvah li'kuva is mid'agbiyeh. Ninuah is not ma'akir. Zog the brisker rav, you see over here a chiddush in chinuch. When you're mechanech children, you must be mechanech them properly to do the mitzvah b'shlei musay. The mitzvah of chinuch is not just to do the mitzvah le'ikuva. You don't just say he's a cotton. Okay, it's enough. No, he should do the mitzvah le'kidura, the full mitzvah. But only when it's the full mitzvah. If it's an itaisiv inyan, it wouldn't be. Zokta briskerav, lefiza, we go back into taisis. We have a gishmak of pshan in taisis. How is it over lasi yasam? Because ninua is not another inyan, another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to take a lula, nikach a lula, and there's a mitzvah of ninua. Ninua is a chelik of the ikar mitzvah, and the brisker rav wants the boy from the shir. It's even a chelik of the mitzvah dioraisa. Rather, the ritual here says derabana. But the brisker rav wants to say it's actually a chelik of the mitzvah dioraisa. We are riot from the shir. And the shir is dioraisa. Kedela na neyaba. As a mela, that's why it becomes over lasiyasa.
Is there a pasuk or just the shir itself?
Wait a second. We'll get a marker. Yeah. Meaning, you could say the shir, but we'll get a marker. Lefi the brisker rav, you could answer the shayla of the shagis aryeh. Why do you say ninua b'shas halal? Because taisis in sukkah alamet chesamet beis. That vicinity, he brings the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says that the makar of ninuim is because az yiranenu atzei hayar es Hashem. That's the makar that you do ninua b'shas halal, because that's the way that the lulav is mahal Hashem. A lulav talks also. When does it talk? When you shake it. That's its way of talking and being mahalil Hashem. As a fizeh is bedavka in the lulav b'shas halal. And the fizeh, the brisker rav wanted it to have a gavaldik chiddush l'halacha. Besides being the Rosh Yeshiva, he was a rov, the brisker rav. He paskin l'halachas. And he says a gavaldik chiddush l'halacha. Therefore, the brisker rav said that when you make a bracha on an etilas lulav, as you should be careful to do the nanuim on the halal, on the lulav, that you made the bracha on b'shas netilas lulav. As most people, when you say this halacha, they look at you and they say, of course, I always do the ninuim in the halal b'shas. But the brisker rav took 18 esroigim and 14 lulavim. As this was a very, very complicated halacha for him. He had to make sure to be matvid. Even though you take many esroigim and many lulavim, but you see in taisis that the gemar ha-mitzvah is the ninua. As what you do the beginning of the mitzvah, you do the gemar of the mitzvah. And that's a taisis chiddush of the brisker rav that he Mamish held l'alocha, you should be makvid to do it because it's a chelik of the mitzvah. As you do, you're going with the mitzvah with what you're makayim the mitzvah. Okay. As thus is the raid of the brisker rav on the taisis, luchtika mahalik and the taisis to make it over l'asiyah. However, we must add that in the first Teretz of Tosis of this chelik of Ninua, the Brisker Rav is Gor Gishmak and Gavalik Ve'emes Lamidei Shel Torah. However, we want to add that Tosis in Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, Tosis adds, and Tosis says, and even without the Ninua, but it says there's a minig Anshe Yerushalayim. The Anshe Yerushalayim used to walk around and hold the lulav the whole day. Why? Als chvivas hamitzvah. There's a chvivas mitzvah to hold the lulav in your hand when you walk up. I thought maybe, I'm not a rav, but maybe according to this, there would be an Indian to hold your lulav in your hand and not put it in the plastic when you go home to school, that you could be makayim this Indian of Anshe Yerushalayim. Some of the Olam Taina, that it's not a chatzitza, it's a yoifi, as you would be makayim it even if you hold it. Yeah. Maybe it's Indian to hold the lulav extra long in shul, because you get this Indian of Anshe Yerushalayim. Zok Tosis, and Mishum Zeh, it's mitzvah min hambofen. Over here, you lose the yoifi of the Brisker Rav, meaning over here, zikr, the Indian of holding the lulav after you yoitza the lulav, the lashon of Tosis also in Sukkah is very different. By Ninua, Tosis says, hamitzvah loy nigmar ache yilaneya. Over here, Tosis' lashon is, it's a mitzvah min hamufkot, to keep on holding the lulav. And that's enough to say, oiva lasiyasa. And that already is whopping chiddush. Like I hear, it's nice. So what are you going to say? If I kiss the lulav afterwards, it's beautiful that I'm kissing the lulav, as I can make a brach of al netilas lulav before, and it's called oiva lasiyasa, because you see, I'm a chaviv mitzvahs. Yeah. As when I'm holding the lulav, I'm excited. I have a lulav, I'm holding it. As memela, it's oiva lasiyasa, it does something to the mitzvah. Like, what is this gonna do? The kids say, what does this do? As on this, you could say with a yisoid of anitziv and a maral that we had in Pesachim on daf kufchech chos amir aleph, that they say a huge chiddush. Anytime there's a mitzvah, every time you shake it afterwards, you get a little bit of a kiyum mitzvah also. As the mitzvah netilas lulav, likuva is to shake it once, but every time you hold it, you get a mitzvah. And they say it by matzah. The mitzvah is tira kezayis. But every time you eat matzah belela seder, you get a mitzvah. As then you could hear a little bit that it's called oiva lasiyasa, because it's something, it's some Indian, some mitzvah. Yeah. It wouldn't be enough to be oiva lasiyasa. You have to hear it's a chiv of mitzvah, but it's something. Yeah. It's a Zot the Shagis Aryeh in Simen Chavva. So according to Tosis, what are you making a bracha on? Are you making the bracha on what you did before? Are you making a bracha on the Ninua? Thus cleared the Shagis Aryeh. He says, the reason why it's Oivel Asiyasan is before the Ninua. So you're making the bracha on the Ninua? Zot the Shagis Aryeh, what would be the halacha if you... he says, are you making a bracha on the Ninua or not? As he says, L'chayr, it's muchach in the Gemara that you're not making a bracha on the Ninua, because you're making a al. Al is l'sha'avar. As it's going back, as the Shagis Aryeh says, Einochinami, what Tosis means is it's going on both. It's going on the netila that you did before you made the bracha, and it's going on the nuah after you made the bracha. As being that it's going on both, as it's enough to be oiva lasiyasan, and also it goes back on the mitzvah. Oh, as that's what the Shagis Aryeh claims. Befrat lefi Tosis over there, and it's even on the hider mitzvah of holding it all day, for sure there's no bracha on that. It's only going on what's before also. It's Ma'id Yasha what he says. It's going on more. Continues the next Tosis. That continues in the same places. Lotzis mashma shelo yotzu boisim etilo. Umishkaches lo kishehob choy kido amir besuka deenu yotze lederich di lasoi. Kshadam naito lulav ein sarich lo hoib choy kido pirish ri kiven shetzarich lo naneya bahalel oi mishum sheinu rotze lo seiz bo oisoi netilo. As Tysus now goes into a whole new angle. Okay, so what do we do when we shake our yichud? As what does the Olam do when they shake their yichud? It's a long time away. Does anyone remember what you do? You turn it off. But why do you turn it off? As Tysus says, because you have to be mevarech oivalasi asam. As therefore you turn over, and then you make the bracha. Tysus in Sukkah on Lamed Tes explains that why don't you just make the bracha before you pick it up? Taisis explains because it's going to be over lo over. You have to be masmich the bracha to when you're doing the maisa mitzvahs. You mamish have to be holding the mitzvah and ready to do it. The shaila is, why in the Gemara over here is it revur? You make the bracha after the netila, and that's called over lasiyasan. You should make the bracha before the netila. And that way, the bracha will be oivel asiyasan mamish. As why is it mugur in the Gemara? That first you yaitse the mitzvah, you agbiye, and then you make the bracha. Haray, in the beginning of the mitzvah, you did the beginning of the mitzvah without a bracha. There is no oivel asiyasan on the beginning of the mitzvah. As on that, Tesis is two mahalchim. Tesis is mahalach number one because sarach l'naneya behalal. As being that sarach l'naneya behalal, like I said in the last Tesis, as therefore it's called over lasiyasan. And the big question in Tesis is, okay, it's over lasiyasan for the second part of the mitzvah, for the ninua. But what about the first part of the mitzvah? You did the first part of the mitzvah and you didn't do a bracha before. What's pshat in Tesis? Zog the Ritva, that it'll be mavur from here. The din of Oiver Lasiyasan is not you have to make a bracha before the mitzvah. You have to make a bracha before the mitzvah is finished. But there's no din to make a bracha before the mitzvah. Even though the Lashon is Oiver Lasiyasan. But if you're doing it in the middle, it's good enough. That's what the Ritva is. The second teretz of Taisis is you have to do it in a way that you're making the bracha before you yaitse the mitzvah. You machaven she'ena roitze lotze. The second malach of Taisis holds you need to make the bracha before the mitzvah. Lefi zeh we have a shinui in Taisis in the klal of Ovel Asiyasan. Oivel Lasiyasan means you have to do the bracha before the mitzvah ends, or you have to do before the mitzvah even starts. And as Hashem, tomorrow we'll go into much more what is the beer of this. Okay. Continues the Gemara. The Hilchasa al beer. Zlalocha you make al beer. Zot Rashi, beer nami la ba mashma. It's also mashma lava. As the Rishonim Amidayik in Rashi, that Rashi shita is you could either make al beer or la. And in every bracha, you could either make al or le. Because we hold la locha, your yaitze with both. And that's the first mahalach in Taisis. Yochulu loimer came, sha'av ze alosh and mashma lava. Memela Rashi doesn't try to explain why sometimes we make le and sometimes you make al. Because you could do whatever you want according to Shitas Rashi. It's a free-for-all. It's multiple choice. As Shitas Rashi is Nusach HaBracha is whether it's ba'al or ba'le, is multiple choice. You could do whatever you want. The second Mahalik of Taisis, which is the Mahalik of the Ramban, Dafka al-Bir. No, Chazal made one Nusach, and the Ramban goes very far. The Ramban says, Chazal don't give multiple choices in their takonis. They make Nuschois that are klal. Abla Fizeh, you have to say, Yesh Tam B'Brachas. How come sometimes we make Al, sometimes we make Le? If there's a takana bedafka, now you have to say, sometimes you have these different reasons. Re lematze tam lekol habrachas. Re couldn't find a tam lekol habrachas. So what does Tosis mean? Tosis mean it's a raya to the first pshat? No, Tosis means, okay, you couldn't find of a dying. There must be, even though we don't know. Tosis lechayr the kavana of Tosis. The Rishonim zuchtar. The Rishonim lechotar. Let's see the Rush. We'll see the Mahalach Harishon in the Rush from the Rabbeinu Tam. It comes from the Sefer HaYosha. Zog. First of all, the Rush brings a Raivit that he has an interesting time. Question. Why b'chlal are we saying al? Why don't we just say la all the time? Because la for sure works. As al is a machlekes, as why would we be yikonis into a machlekes? What was the problem with la? La is a great muscle. I say la. What are you saying al for b'chlal? Is that the Raivit answers? Because Chazal want to say a chiddush in the brachas, and he brings a makkah from the Gemara in brachas that Chazal today to be ashvin and halacha that it works will make a takana to make the bracha and the oifen hamachukosh. Okay, that's step number one. Step number two is okay. Now that Chazal made al sometimes to teach us a chiddush, why sometimes al, sometimes la? At the Darash, Rabbeinu Tam says. The klal is like this. Zog der Rabbeinu Tam. The kol mitzvah the nasis liyad shayim v'baruch aleim al. Going al mikru megillah, al atvila, al netilas yadayim, al aprashas tshuva, al achilas matza, al achilas mar. Anything that happens right away, al. Because it happens right away. You leave the tefillin on, you leave the sittis on, you leave the sukkah on, as it's yesh behen shiui zman. Rada in the Sefer HaYosha himself, b'huadin Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is yesh shiui zman because the whole day you're mechuyev to learn. It's a long time, you're always mechuyev to do as lost as the Fred the Mefarshim, what do you mean? Mikra Megillah takes a long time. We all know. A very long Mikra Megillah on Purim. As how could Tosis say that Mikra Megillah doesn't take time? Ba'oi, Fred the Magen Avram, the Dikas Chametz takes a long time. And we make a al. As what's shot in Rabbeinu Tam, anything that's quick, al. Anything that's long, le. It's not true. We have two places that we make a al. Mikra Megillah could take half an hour in Yeshiva Smir in the Merkazi, 2 hours. And Bedikas Chametz takes a long time. As how could you say the brachas with the So if you look in the Rabbeinu Tam inside, the emes is, the Rush is bringing the Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't bring it in its the whole thing. If you look in the Sefer HaYosha inside, he says the klal is like this. There's some things where it's one mitzvah. You do the mitzvah once. And there are some things, you do the mitzvah and you get a kiyum mitzvah again and again and again. Meaning Mikra Megillah, there's one mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. It may take a long time, but it's one mitzvah to lay the Megillah. All the other things, you do the mitzvah once. Masha'enkein and tefillin, the pshat is, every rega you're wearing the tefillin, you're doing another mitzvah. Every rega that you have the tefillin on, you're doing another mitzvah. Every rega that you have the sitzis on, you're doing another mitzvah. Every rega that you're sitting in the sukkah, you're doing another mitzvah. Lefizeh, let's go back to Bedikas Chametz. L'choyrim Bedika, we're making an al, and he's saying it's one mitzvah. As L'choyrim Lefizeh, we'll see from the Rabbeinu Tam, we had the big chakira, what's together of Bedikas Chametz. is bedikas chametz. Every place you're checking, you're getting a separate mitzvah, or is it one big mitzvah to check the bayis? If he's saying you're making a al on bedikas chametz, as it's one big mitzvah to check everywhere in your rishos, as that's dumyutim mikra megillah, and that makes a al. Masha Enkein zok the Rosh by Ner Chanukah. By Ner Chanukah zok the Rosh, that you make a lit because it has a shiur's ma. Why? Because mitzvasai is mishetichla haregel. I'm sorry. Mishkias hachamo ad shetichla regel hashuk. Frek the carbon isanel. Have a cuff saying zok it law. If it goes out, you don't have to relight it. Once you have the Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar, it's Gar Gevaldik. Every rega that Ner Chanukah is lighting, you're getting another mitzvah. The mitzvah is not just to light Ner Chanukah. The mitzvah is Pirsume Nisa. Every rega it's lighting is Pirsume Nisa. And that's why we put Shemen, that it should burn the whole time. It was just a mitzvah to light it for 1 second. Why are we putting shemen that it should burn the whole time, the whole 30 minutes? As you see, every rega it's burning, it's another mitzvah. So that's what he's saying, that you're putting shemen in that shir, as that shows that every rega is another mitzvah. As a mitzvah, that every rega is another mitzvah that you make a le'an, because it's a mitzvah hanemsheches. It's a constant lit. You're constantly doing it. Al is something, it's one mitzvah and you're done. Liz, when you're, it's a mitzvah that keeps on repeating itself. And that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah too. It's constant. You're always doing it. As Lafi said, once you have the Sefer Yosha, it's the Valdi, the Gilui, and the Pshan, and the Tam, and the Rosh. The Rosh continues, and the Rosh says, what about Litkiya Shaifer? Zot the Rosh, that over there, you have to make. You make a bracha, but you make a bracha before Musaf, and then you blow shofar again in Musaf. As therefore, it's something which is nimshach. As therefore, you make a lev. Frek the Ritva on the Rosh, haray, you're yaitza the mitzvah with the ones you did. That's what the bracha is going on the first ones you did. Right after you make blow the shofar, right after the bracha, you're yaitza the mitzvah. You need 30 kailas, 30 kailas ali kuba. You yaitza the 30 kailas, you finish the mitzvah. Later on, as an Indian, you should have, the tefillah should go up with the shofar. But the mitzvah, you were yaitza ready. All you need is 30 kailas li kuba. You did all the 30 kailas. As what are you making the bracha of lit on the shtkiyas that you're going to have later on? Thus fresh litva, mavur in the Rosh, the das the Rabbeinu Tam, that the shtkiyas that are later on are nichlal in the bracha that you do before. You only have 30 kailas, but being there's an Indian to do the shtkiyas b'shas, the tefillah, as memela, the mitzvah is nimshach later on. And this is a makar, a very strong makar, to the side of the Netziv, that when the Torah gives a shir, even afterwards there's a mitzvah. But grada over here, you could say, there's a levush that's medayik the pasuk yoim trua. It's mashma the whole day. There's a mitzvah to be true. So over here, maybe the mitzvah is nimshach kol hayah. As even though you were yaitz in the mitzvah in the first 30, but when you're doing it afterwards, the mitzvah is nimshach. Just like we saw by Nanua, the mitzvah is nimshach. As Huadin by Tkiyas Shofar, the mitzvah is nimshach. Okay, as that's the first cloud, the cloud of Rabbeinu Tam will be safer in the future. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll do the Rivan, the Ramban. And also we're going to finish the Sugya of Brachos. We're going to do the Sugya of Oiver Lasio. So I'm going to finish the Sugya of Brachos.